This episode of WTF Landier Radio Show is not brought to you by the World Economic Forum, WEF, but the members of the World Economic Forum are gathering to bring about the abilities to create a phenomenal world. What is the phenomenal world that we are looking into? Well, join the conference in Davos, Switzerland. Maybe you can get on the guest list of the World Economic Forum, WTF and WEF, not in collaboration, but possibly in the future. The views expressed at WTF Landia are not to direct, guide, or sway public opinion, for entertainment purposes only.
Steve Harvey telling people he used to be homeless. That's my story. That's not his story. Steve Harvey was never homeless. When Mark Curry was touring with him 25 years ago, he was making $3,000 a show in cash and doing 5 shows a week. They just tell the stories. Thanks to my wife, I'm where I am. You said that about the first wife. You forget that? You told us it was her. Then you went and married somebody else that think like a man. Like, what are you talking about? I came in this business saying I was going to expose. When I talked about Michael Jackson, when I talked about R. Kelly, they canceled me for these things because why would you talk about another black dude? Race is not where the line is drawn. It's God's side and the other side. And we don't care nothing about the other side. Period. All of these big deviants is all catching hell in 2024. It's up for all of them. It don't matter if you Diddy or whoever you is. T.G. Jakes or Steve Harvey telling people he used to be.
America's about to go to war. And when she goes to war, she wants black and brown bodies. Now you're useful. They don't give a doggone about how black lives matter until they want to use black lives to accomplish their wicked ends. They're trying to provoke Iran.
Welcome. Welcome to your WTF Landia Radio Show, folks. It is your girl, Char Michelle. And I hope you're well. I hope that you are well. Let me tell you what I hope that you are well. You know why I hope that you're well? Well, here's why. Well, because Louis Farrakhan seems to believe, or he seems to be what I was on, I guess the past few podcasts. There's a trouble a brewing, my friends. There's a war coming up. And Babylon, you sweet little thing, you! Yeah! It's not looking good. Welcome to your WTF Landia Radio Show, folks. If you're new here, welcome to the show. I'd like to invite you in to just, you know, take off your coat. Leave it there with the valet there that we have at the entrance. This is a podcast, broadcast, radio show lounge room where you're more than welcome to come back and sit back and relax and take in this news. I don't want you to have any concerns or worry. That's already not a thing. You know why? It's out of our hands, folks. Hey,
life comes at you fast. I'm here to prep us for what just might be, right? So stay calm, folks. Stay calm. Stay as calm as my voice. And don't forget, if I chuckle, sometimes it's just a little uncomfortable buckle. Like, my, I can't believe my heart's giving out. But honestly, I'm not going to lie. I welcome all the chaos. I mean, in Miami. Miami! Miami, y'all, right? I know we see a lot of immigration and, you know, maybe what they call illegal migrants or whatever they call it there. But these these things that rolled up on Miami apparently might be a little bit more illegal than we ever would have imagined. Guys, this is your Clickerbit News. We're going to talk about the news that has unfolded throughout the week. It's Friday. We ain't got no job and we ain't got to do. So let's just talk about it. If you're under a rock, Miami has experienced what they called in a mall, of course, in a mall, 8 to 10 foot tall beings. And it wasn't Shaq or Yao Ming. I'm just saying. It was something that caused phones not to be able to record, videos to shut down, people to be very afraid. And I'm thinking if it's in the mall and there's hundreds of people, maybe more people have memory of this and they can get on the internet and talk about it. But I'm not seeing a lot of kickbacks. I'm not sure how true this is. Although, so look into what happened at the mall in Miami. Just type that in, Google it. Mall Miami extraterrestrial beings, kids with sticks. But what I gather was that there's these kids messing around with wands. They probably work for CERN. I'm not sure. And they somehow finagled their way into an Harry Potter episode at the mall in Miami and wiggled into a wormhole and out popped some what they call aliens. I'm going to call them demons. Nephilim. It's all in the Bible. So if it's in the Bible, it works for me. It's real. But I don't believe in aliens. I can tell you that much. I believe that there are demons that are, yep, that tall and that aggressive. Anyways, they might have been doing their wand thing. Might have been trying to create some sort of a Mandela effect in Miami. Maybe they were trying to do like Revenge of the Nerds or Weird Science. And it just turned out weird. Weirder than some really beautiful lady that was hanging out with two younger dudes. I still don't understand that movie now that I look at back at it. It's not okay. Anyways, they wiggled out not a lady, but a couple of beings. We'll just call them evil beings, probably, likely. I haven't seen it, so I don't know. But Miami, are you good? Are you guys good? That's just the first of the woes for America. Have you guys read Jeremiah 50? Now, I know I've been talking about Jeremiah 50 for a while. Well, I'm also going to throw into that mix Ezekiel 7. I want y'all to read that. And Jeremiah 25. That's on the list of reads that I like for you guys to read. I'm serious. And if you don't have a Bible app, download it. If you can, get in the bookstore and find a Bible. Because when tribulations happens, y'all ain't going to be able to get on the internet. And they probably won't. We'll have thrown out all the Bibles because they're just not okay. Anyways, Babylon, baby, is at the doorstep. I believe, and here's why I've been saying that Babylon is what is considered the modern day America. Is modern day Babylon is America. Why? Because, well, it's the leader of it all. Everything in my Bible points towards America being Babylon. Because it just has to be. Just read about Babylon in the Bible. But the BRICS, more importantly, Brazil, Russia, Iran, India, China, and South Africa. Those guys have added on some new members. Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. This would be equal 10, and that would be the 10 kings probably spoken about in Revelations. But do your research. Read Revelations. It's a short read. It's 22 chapters long. It's not a lot of reading to do. You know, it's a lot of good reading to do, but it's not a lot of reading to do. So just lean into it. You might learn some more things than we're familiar with. Like Revelations 12.
She was given two wings of a great eagle. Okay, so read it, please. Read it.
But truly, guys, I don't understand how we aren't aware that this is not going to end well. And I wasn't really much a conspiracy theorist thinking about, you know, I think, hey, you're migrating. You probably want to leave. A lot of people don't want to leave their countries unless it's really bad there. So I'm always for, you know, people being able to migrate places. However, I do now believe I'm starting to think like a middle-aged white man from Virginia. There's too many people coming in from everywhere. There needs a little bit of little control, a little bit more vetting. And only because there's less jobs for everybody and there's not a lot of money. We've printed money into oblivion. And also, there's the hospitals they say are overloaded. I don't know. I'm starting to think that we might be overdoing it. But I think that people need to be safe. But I also think that we're overdoing it. And I also think that this is different. I think that what we're seeing as migration is concerned is people, and this is why I think infiltrations happen from within. I think we're seeing a lot of men migrate, single men, young men, fighting age men. Now, unless they're coming to help out Babylon, then they're coming to sleep, be sleepers and wake up when it's time to go. And when they're given the command to roll up on you, people. And that's why the middle-aged white men from Virginia or Texas or wherever, they strapped. They say, gather your guns, people. They're in here trying to gather your guns. They've been saying this forever. Now I get it. I get it. But because we saw what happened, even if we're considering what happened in Israel with Hamas, they went and they attacked, right? Apparently. When people were chilling, not really aware of it. Well, think about that with a bunch of people that you do not know, that do not have allegiance to America, but they're there and they're waiting for their fighting orders. And let me tell you something. I don't know why I said March, but I don't know. Maybe March, but marching orders. But let's consider this thing, one thing, that if and when it happens, you've been warned. Right here on your WTF Landing Radio. We've been talking about it for a minute. It's not new. This is not a new conversation. But what do you do with it? What do you do with it? Do you have guns? Are you strapped? And in Canada, you can't have those. So many people are just going to be sitting around twiddling their thumbs, telling them, get out! Please get out! Just please! Please! Can you get out? Get out, please! Please get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Get out! Canadian Cardi B. What's up with her and Offset? My goodness, they're off and on and a light switch. Anyways, I can care less. But I do think that, speaking of things that are diverting our attention from what's really good, we got wars. You know, we got Cat Williams spilling all the tea on all of the Hollywood inside business, and I'm here for it all. Cat Williams is a cultural icon that needs to be around for such a time as this, because of the scripture in the Bible that says, this is the one that I think that we're going to definitely see this year, and it's this one. Daniel 2:21. He changes times and seasons. I mean, we can all tell right now, in many places of the world, the seasons are off. There ain't no snow to be even seen from here to Timbuktu. He changes times and seasons. He sets up kings and disposes of them. We're bringing them down. Everybody's coming down, from P. Diddy to T.D. Jakes to Cedric the Entertainer everybody. This is a big take. This is a big look. This is that scripture. This is Daniel 2:21. I'm telling you, this is a changing of the guards here, people. This ain't me. This is biblical. And it's on God's timing. So when God decides that's what's going to happen, that's what's going to happen. But just be prepared to see people going down. It's already happened. We're watching it. And we're sitting here watching it. Oh, and when that list comes out, that Epstein list, I wonder. Everybody, keep your eye on the judge. Make sure the judge is okay. But the list has already been approved to be released. And there is, you know, those names that we already knew was in there. Naomi Campbell came out and was like, listen, I'm not perfect. I only ate 5 children, at the island. No, Naomi, it's not okay. You coming out here doing supermodel PR, trying to dispose. I'm not going to be held captive for doing, you know, blood facials. You're weird. Stop being hanging out with weirdos. You can't dig your way out of this hole. You dive in that hole and you say, the only way we're getting out alive is through Jesus. And that's period. You're not going to come up here and tell me before the list comes out at the end of the month that I'm not going to be held captive. But yes, I hung out with him, but I was just trying to schmooze. You knew this guy was a well-known pedophile. He wasn't reading the news. You can't just go to every party. P. Diddy. Now, I have to admit, I was invited to a P. Diddy party, not by P. Diddy himself, but by a P. Diddy party all the same. I ran into Naomi Campbell. We were out smoking patio, smoking around the same time. We're about the same height. Fairly supermodel-ish. Myself. She was. And she didn't look at me twice. She's like, nope, I'm the black girl in here. That's cute. You're not. It wasn't nice. And it wasn't comfortably like, hey, young lady, you can do this. You're up next. It was just whatever. But I didn't stay into the wee hours of the freak-offs P. Diddy. And I'm good because I always knew that about. I already got that feeling about P. Diddy. So whatever we figure out about him, it's not going to be a shock to me because I get feelings about people. And, you know, logic kicks in. I think this guy walks with his knees buckling. Him and Bieber. Look at the way those two walk. Their knees are doing something interesting. They give. But that's, hey, I'm not, hey, everybody's built the way they're built. It's interesting. But Diddy should apologize to Justin Bieber too and his parents. What's happened there? And Usher and his parents. Everybody keep away from P. Diddy. You know? Keep away from that guy. That guy should have knew his house of cards was coming out. What happened when you set yourself up to be a king? He walk around with that proud. Pride comes before the fall. And I don't want nobody. I don't want that to happen to people. I want people to know that we can all be saved by grace. Because Lord knows. I'm going to be like Naomi. I haven't always been perfect. I got in a car accident with four of my friends in there. It's tailspin and ran into a middle divider. We were all okay. So I could have killed the four people. I didn't. Drinking and driving in the wee hours of the morning. Like, come on. I've been there. I'm not perfect. You know? I've cheated on a couple of people. Boyfriends. It is what it is. Life, we live, we learn. It has happened to us all. But the only reason why, and I don't say that lightly, because I could have died in those sins. That's the thing. That's what I want to bring to our attention. I could have died in those sins. I did not, however. I'm still alive, obviously. And I am saved by grace. There was only grace that saved me. And that grace is by the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach. That's the grace that saved me. He already knew I was going to be a ratchet little drunk driving troll at one point in my life. He also knew I would come out of it. And I'm grateful for that. So here we are around alive for such a time as this. And we're seeing the kings fall. He sets up kings and disposes of them. We're seeing some stuff happen. And all we should do right now before Babylon gets rammed in by the insiders that are already on the land. I don't think that this is how the war is going to happen with Babylon. AKA America. I think that. Here's how I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think that there's going to be, although there, you know, Kim Jong-un said that there are some missiles that could make it all the way to America. That's fine. There's not going to be a ton of them. We have defense. It's going to happen from within. It's going to happen with the BRICS and the 10 kings that don't like America and want to stop that American dollar from being a thing and create a one world currency. Or when you have 10 kings set up and they're having meetings about it, well, you can just put 1 + 1 together and you can call it gay all you want, but it's 2. So, or racist. You can call it racist all you want, but it's still going to be 2. I mean, that's how it's going to happen. And in 2024, I just believe, and I'm not just trying to make this thing rhyme, it's the year of war. But it's also the year of open doors. If you know, you know. And that's just a fact. So here we are. We are sitting here in a muddle of trouble, a pud muddle of trouble. Or we're here with hope, knowing that there is always going to be the greatest hope that we can ever imagine. And that is that Jesus is coming and Jesus has never been nearer because this can't be a thing forever. So as we are thinking about a thing that can't be forever, I'm going to let us listen in on what happened in Miami so we can chat about that.
Here's some predictions I have for 2024. I'm thinking maybe Britney Spears might pass away. Just a prediction, guys. I could be wrong. I feel like multiple cyber attacks are going to happen. Maybe shut down cities and airports. It'll become a lot more common in the future. I feel like constant UFO and alien distractions will be every month. For some reason, Will Smith gets canceled, and I think I know why, but I'm not going to mention anything in this video. Unless you guys want me to, let me know in the comments. Donald Trump wins president. I know that makes a lot of people angry and a lot of people happy, but it is what it is. That's just my prediction. Universal basic income for many countries because the cost of living going up so high, they're going to need to help people out to try to postpone what will happen if they don't. I see a big protest or some kind of disaster happening in Paris with the Olympics this summer. I think Bitcoin will probably hit 200,000 by the end of the year. High chance of another pandemic or at least travel restrictions to some area. The Epstein list shocking the world. Many celebrities disappearing or hiding in their bunkers, just vanishing. And potentially BRICS Nation becoming a new world leading force. I don't know, guys. What do you guys think?
Well, I'm gonna say this. And thank you for that prediction. These things have already been spoken about in the podcast that you're listening to, WTF and your radio show. This is I don't know this guy. I don't even know his TikTok. I just found it on the gram, my source of news. But I don't know. I've never thought about Britney Spears and dying of heart issues. I don't know. I think many people think she's already dead and that's her doppelganger just twerking for a living in a box-like body for the gram. I'm not sure. Stop. But I do think that the power outages, yep, I do think that that's a thing. We've already talked about that. We know I feel that that's a thing. And I do think that the wars, the BRICS nation, that's going to be a thing. That's, they're going to create the problem, solve it, right? There's inflation. Yeah, there's inflation. So let's get people out of inflation by creating a one world dollar and get these microchips embedded in their hands so we can figure out where everybody's going and how much they're spending and make them stay put so that we can solve the crisis. And man, let me tell you what, this bunker situation, you little moles, y'all done dug up a whole city underneath the ground thinking you're going to get away from it. Look, God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love. My God's an awesome God. He wants to love you. You better love on Jesus right now, because there ain't no hole dug deep enough in the ground that ain't going to get you closer to hell. This is not going to save you. I get it. It's not going to be fun above ground either. I understand this. But I got a little heads up at the end of this podcast that we all should talk about. But anyways, digging a hole in the bunkers, yeah, that's great. But that's only going to take you so far. The protests in the Olympics in Paris, I don't even know if we'll have Olympic Games in Paris. It's going to be a kerfuffle. It's not going to be cute. There's going to be war happening in America. People are going to try to wiggle out to it. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a couple of people for Israel and a couple of people from the Palestinian team, and they're going to be doing a special little program for them. I just see a lot of stuff happening in this world. And it's not because I see it because I'm have some, you know, like some superpowers. It's because I'm leaning into the Lord. I'm reading my Bible, and my Bible is telling me what's popping. And also logic is telling me what's popping. It's logical. You got these countries, these ten kings that rose up. They're not fond of America, let's just say that. We've already been funneling bombs over to Israel, and Israel's, you know what I mean, what's going on with Iran? Come on. Your boy's got your back. NATO is not going to be a thing anymore. Probably not. I mean, it's going to be a thing, but it's going to be kiboshed. Because these guys have been, you know, we've been sleeping on the Middle East. But you know what I mean? And they have more than what we need. They got the fuel. They cut off the fuel. We're not going to be able to fund our bomb mission. Trying to send bombs around. We ain't going to have no gas. Ha! You know what I mean? So this is, again, not to make us afraid. I thought that was a Miami news, but I ended up on this guy. Let's hear some Miami news, okay? We got to hear what happened in Miami. But think about it. Just think about the BRICS and those five other countries that have added themselves into the mix. Anyways, let's talk about it.
Miami.
Okay, so a few nights ago, over 50 cops and helicopters were called over in a shopping mall area in Miami, Florida. Why were there so many cops? This is just rumors and witness reports that there were 7 to 10 feet tall creatures and beings running around the shopping area and attacking people. Now, the other report is there was a few gangs fighting amongst the shopping area and teenagers running around fighting each other with sticks and stuff. So you're telling me that many cops and helicopters came for a little teenage gang fight? And why were there so many flight delays in Miami that day? All of this wasn't even being reported by the media and covered up by that whole Epstein list.
This is like the Men in Black. Like, excuse me? What, excuse me? The Men in Black. It's like that. It's like, this ain't, come on, man. Something's wrong. Something ain't right. And if we see that, and if, yes, of course, it's around the same time. We said that if this Epstein list drop, I done did a whole podcast about this Epstein list. I'm just waiting for the full list to come out so I don't, you know, get sued. But I've been talking about this. It's dated back in, this was back in October of last year, 2023. And I was just waiting for you to get the verification that these names are real. But until then, I'll just sit on it. But this, as soon as I have seen this, these actors, these The Rock and all, I'm sure they're going to be like, just make aliens come out of the sky. Come on, CERN, do your thing. Make them all forget. Give them the Mandela effect times 10. Like, what? This is not going to be good, folks. We are going to start seeing, and this is a thing of, this is of course not because of mankind. This is just biblically speaking. The dragons are going to raise. They're going to be dragons flying in the sky. Read Revelations. Woo, them chariots. Now I'm starting to think the chariots of fire actually could be the chariots of fire, not just the nukes. I'm thinking God's about to do some things. You guys have made my father mad. He is not happy. He's angry. And the wrath of God is where we are now. We're not. And also, it's the wrath of God portion of the game, guys. I don't know what we have dug ourselves into. Everybody's just living in willful sin, calling each other theirs and whatever. Don't do you. Stop. Lean in to the Lord right now. Goodness gracious. Call a cap and just say it's done. I'm done with this. I've been lied to. I've been lying to myself. I'm not a they. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am who God created me to be. Now, I might not like it, but that's not my problem. God made me perfectly. And see, everybody's perfectness serves a certain purpose. What we've created words that leave people out. You know, people who come out with what they call deformities, they're perfect in the way God created them to be. If they are understanding that, then maybe we have a, you know, but also we have to realize that there are some people that are created from very dark demonic parents. So I don't know. I'm not sure. Only God can answer those questions. But people, we're trying to undo what God has done. And we're starting to not trust that God has the answers for it all. Even if you are not perfect and you feel like, nope, no, there's no way. This is what's happened in my life. This is what I look like. I don't care if it's that different. It's still not perfect and blah, blah, blah. That's fair enough. Then find out. Say, Lord, why am I this way? What is it? What's my purpose? So at that point of the game, we just got to figure out what our purpose is. And what are we serving? What's our purpose? Okay? Because we're all screwy. That's a fact. The only one that has not been screwy on this earth is Jesus Christ. Because that was his mission, is to not be a sinner, not be chaotic. Didn't mean he didn't get angry. Didn't mean he didn't like to be alone with his father. Didn't mean, it meant he was very human. He came to feel the feels and do the thing that he had to do for us all. You know what that is? Die. But he didn't live in that grave. He's alive. He's the only one that's alive. Everybody else is, you know, God, Savior, believer, prophet, whatever. They're dead. Jesus is alive. So that's the difference. There's an account for it. Just like there's an account for Mozart. Just like there's an account for, you know, all the philosophers that everybody likes to believe in. They think, you know. So there's the Bible and there's an account for Jesus. So we know it's real. There's a witness. There's witnesses to it all. So I think that all in all, I think that that's our only saving grace. our only saving grace, and this is the fun fact, and the cap, I was like, you know, let's stop capping and just say, you know what, all right, cool. If all of these things are happening, I'm going to give it a go. I'm going to let go and let God. I'm going to not do this because this is weird. Trying to figure out why and how we're going to get ourselves out of it. You're not. We're going to see more, quote unquote, hand quotes, finger quotes, alien invasions, Nephilim, demons come up out of the dried up lake, come up out of the sky. We're going to see signs, miracles, and wonders. And guess what? We're all a part of it right now. We are here. If you're alive, you're a part of it. What part of the Bible are you written in? If you've read the Bible, there's still prophecy that has to unfold. Where do you line up? That means we haven't even, you're in there somewhere. You listening. But what part are you? Are you the Midianites? Are you the Canaanites? Are you the Moab? What are you? What team are you on? What are you going for? Right now is the time to find that out. And I'm serious. And the best way to do it, the easiest way to do it, say, Lord, where am I? In the end times prophecy. Where am I personally? Where is Char Michelle in there? Show me. Give me some clarity. And when you're talking to God, yes, maybe you people don't think that, you know, psychologically, it's crazy. You're hearing, no. Talking to God is like this spiritual realm. People pray, they meditate, they do yoga, right? You talk, you do that, right? You clear out your mind and let light in, whatever. Talk to God. Let God in. Say, God, where are you? You created all of this. Where am I at the end time? We got to start finding out what it is. And it might sound crazy, but what's crazier is this 8 to 10 foot tall beings that are running around a wall in Miami. I wonder if they were shopping for shoes. It's about to get weird. They opened a door to something, that's for sure. But let's hear about this guy's experience at the mall.
Things are just getting weirder in Florida. Another witness has come forward with his testimony as to what he saw in Bayside Mall on January 1st, 2024. He claims to have witnessed the whole thing unfold. Basically, it centers around a group of teens who had some sort of object that kind of looked like a DVD player that maybe they had created, opened, and it created a portal with an alien being stepping through. Now, he explains in detail of what this thing did and what it was, and it leads to its credibility. The question to ask, though, what happened to these teens? What happened to that object? And how come all the video, the surveillance video, camera, police body cam, the mall security camera, everything's being repressed? And if it was just unruly teens, how come such a huge police presence was requested? Take a look at what he has to say and tell me what you think.
Yo, I just got back from Miami, like, this morning, and I was over there when all that shit went down at the mall, you know, and there was some stuff going on. Yeah, there was some teenagers involved, and I'll tell you that because I was there. I'll break it down to you as far as, like, what went down and stuff like that, but there was a bunch of teens, right, and they had some little fucking little...
Okay, I'm sorry about that. Bear with me, people. I'm sorry. This is the paranormal chick on Instagram. And this guy that she's talking to, his name is Porta Rock. And if I'm being honest, he might have been taken by aliens. And he looks interesting. Okay, he might be what an alien could look like. But he has his own account for the story. And everybody has their own accounts for the story. They're starting to come up and say what they think about this. But I think it, all in all, I think that what we're going to find out is that this is going to happen more often. And it's not just to divert the attention away from Jeffrey Epstein. That's all happening. That's just the disposing of kings, right? And all these actors who think that they are just so great and they're above everybody and all these people and elitists, not just actors. Come on, that's my field of business. I want to go in there and, you know, do my thing.
But to what regard do you want to do your thing? First of all, you don't. Why would you want to sell your soul when you got to go and learn lines? I never understood that. If you got to go practice for 20,000 hours to do a concert, you don't want to. Why would you want to sell your soul? If I did that, if I was, Lord, in the name of Jesus, no, I rebuke that thought. But if you were going to do that, wouldn't you want to come and you just pop on stage and do your thing and you automatically knew how to do everything? You didn't have to work as hard. You don't have to stress yourself out. You have to work your backup dancers and do tour practices and rehearsals and learn lines. I don't want to do that. No way, Jose. I want it to come easy if you're going to do all that because you got to spend an eternity in hell. Stop it. People, if you are gifted and talented, you don't need to sell your soul. You just need to work hard and work with God's timing. God's timing is perfect. And then you can give God the glory. When you get on stage, you say, thank you, Jesus, the God of Jesus. And you give glory and praise where praise. Thank you, I wouldn't even be on this stage accepting this award if literally Jesus did not die to save me from my sins. I was ratchet and I'm a sinner and I could have died in those sins and I would be in hell not accepting any awards. But because of the grace of God, by sending his son Jesus, here I am accepting the award. Then you could do it that way without any problems. But now people got to go up on there because they made deals and pacts and devil deals and Illuminati that they can't even go and thank Jesus properly. They just got to say, thank God. And we don't know what God that is. It could be the small g God of the earth, the little God, the little Satan God that's pulling the fire effects and smoke screens and the Wizard of Oz trying to make himself big. He's nothing. He's under my feet in the name of Jesus. He's a serpent. He's an accuser. He's a liar. That's who the devil is. And he has no rank or authority over children of God. It's because we know the blood of Jesus conquered death and is going to annihilate him. So if you have the skills and the talent, you don't need to sell your soul. Wait on the Lord. And be grateful that you made it through even where you are making all the sin and mistakes that you've made this far. We have done that. Yes, indeed. But if you're here right now and you have the grace of God that has saved you and pulled you through, you better stop. There ain't no deal you can make with the devil to get you out of. I don't want to work hard if I did that. I want to chill. I want the money to flow in and I want to relax and just reap the benefits of being famous. But you can't do that because you've been lied to. You've been like, if you make a deal, I'll give you all this money that literally is printed. It means nothing. And you get the status that no one cares because you still bought about a trillion followers. Kim Kardashian, all of them. No one cares. Instagram don't even like me. I don't even get more than 20 likes on a thing because you can't even see me. And that's fine. I don't care. Because God's timing is perfect. But my goodness, like, what are we doing here? What's the big floss? What is fame really? If it doesn't bring glory to God, if it doesn't lead people to Jesus, the true flex. It's like if I'm going to, you know, flex, it'd be like, hey, you know, come to dinner with me and my father. Like I always say, Michael Jordan. People are going to, yes, I want to go to your house. I'm going to eat dinner with Michael Jordan. Right? So all I'm saying is, yeah, guys, it's about to get weird. And the Jeffrey Epstein client list might have some people diving themselves into holes, but no one cares. We just want to call you out on your stuff and ask Justin Trudeau why the age limit for, you know, consent is 12 years old in Canada. It's sick. He's psychopath. 12-year-olds don't need to be doing nothing but trying to learn how to spell and read good. This is ridiculous. All this stuff right here, people are going to have to answer for these crimes. And it's not maybe going to even be held by citizens, right? People are mad. Yeah, I can't wait to find that list. It's going to be God, which is even worse. You made God. God said, if you touch one of them little ones, you might as well tie a noose around your neck and drown yourselves in the depths of the sea. And it's teaching these kids all this agenda in schools. Teachers, is your wake-up call. You're going to have to suffer the wrath of God if you don't get it right. Stop teaching these children the wrong way.
teaching them they can just do this and they can do that and they can change this and they can take hormones to do this and do that, and taking the creation, the beautiful creation that God made these children, you will be responsible. You have been warned. It's time to, even if you think, you know, that is true, don't teach children that. Stop teaching children the wrong way. This ain't it. God is angry. Every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is full stop. That's just a full stop. There's no getting around it. There's no but and. That's full stop. So before we do have to bow and confess that he's Lord, let's just ask God, one, forgive us from our sins. Repent right now, because you can get out of it right now. You say, Lord, forgive me. I have been involved in educating kids the wrong way. I have been, you know, P. Diddying my life around. I've been Justin Trudeauing myself around. I've been Joe Bidening things. I've been Jeffrey Epstein pedophiling thing. Whatever you've been involved in, you can say, forgive me right now, Lord. I've been anything but perfect. And fall to your knees or on your face if you have to and say, forgive me, Jesus. I'm to my end, and I don't know what's gonna happen if aliens roll up on the scene or if you split the sky open, but I want to go to eternity with peace and love and joy and not hellfire and condemnation and chaos and sickness. It ain't gonna be no Travis Scott party. It's gonna be sick, and you want no parts of it. Trust. You've been warned. 2024 is obviously the year of open doors. That could be open portals to the evil. That could be open doors to the heavens. But it's also going to be the year of wars. Mark my words. Later.
Have you ever been swallowed up? Swallowed.
I would have been swallowed up. Have you ever been swallowed up? Have you gone through a time of swallowing where everything was overwhelming and you...
WTF Landia Radio disclaimer. By assessing this podcast, I acknowledge that WTF Landia Radio makes no warranty, guarantee, or representation as to the accuracy or sufficiency of the information featured in this podcast. The information, opinions, and recommendations presented in this podcast are for general information only, and any reliance on the information provided in this podcast is done at your own risk. This podcast should not be considered professional advice unless specifically stated otherwise. The WTF Landia Radio Show does not endorse, approve, recommend, or certify any information, products, process, service, or organization presented or mentioned in this podcast, and information from this podcast should not be referenced in any way to imply such approval or endorsement. The third-party materials or contents of any third-party site referenced in this podcast do not necessarily reflect the opinions, standards, or policies of WTF Landia Radio. WTF Landia Radio assumes no responsibility or liability for the accuracy or completeness of the content contained in third-party materials or on third-party sites referenced in this podcast, or the compliance with applicable laws such as materials and or links referenced herein. Moreover, WTF Landia makes no warranty that this podcast or the server that makes it available is free of viruses, worms, or other elements or codes that manifest contaminating or destructive properties. WTF Landia Radio expressly disclaims any and all liability or responsibility for any direct, indirect, incidental, special, consequential, or other damages arising out of any individual's use of, reference to, reliance on, or inability to use this podcast or the information presented in the podcast.